Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara, three lines from the top of Hey Amun Aleph, towards the Tana Kama Rabbi Shimon. So we had before that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, they understood the Pasuk of Bechag HaMatzos to teach you that Shavuos has the Tashlumin all 7 days after Shavuos. You can be mashlim the Korbanos that you missed, the Shalmei Chagiga Olas Re'iyah, for the 7 days. However, the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon is about to see, they interpreted the Pasuk differently, so the Gemara is going to ask on them, then the Tana Kama of Rabbi Shimon, really should say Elazar, just Rabbi had Stam Rabbi Shimon, there's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tana Kama of Rabbi Shimon, Tashlum Na'ateres Menelah, but where do they know that Shavuos has that Tashlum, and you can make up the Korbanos of Shavuos if you miss them for an entire 7 day period? Where would they learn it out of? Because they use that Pasuk for a different Drusha, that Rav Meir learned. So how are they able to learn that there's Tashlumin for all 7 days? Rashi just points out that Lechor, we had a third Tana over here. We had Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. He also used a pasuk to define against Baal Ta'achar about delaying. So why wouldn't there a question on him as well? Why is the Gemara throw in Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi answers that, unlike the other two Tanaim, Rabbi Elazar is interpreting the Pasuk. He's interpreting the Pasuk starting for Sukkis. So he only needs Sukkis in that Pasuk. He's still able to have a drasha of a Hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos. That's still open for a drasha. So since it's still open for a drasha of a Hekesh between the two, you can learn, according to Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon, that Shavuos does have Teshlumin. So the Gemara doesn't ask that question. It's Beduyak. The Gemara does not ask that question on Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon, only on the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon. As we mentioned, the Rashit does on the previous daf. So the Gemara says, Nafkalu Meditani Rabbi bar Shmuel. We mentioned that they can learn the Pasuk from the Braisa, which Rabbi Shmuel taught us. The Tanna Rabbi Shmuel taught us a Braisa, which says, Amra Torah, the Torah tells us, Mana Yamei V'Kaddish Chodesh, that you count days, and then at the end of your counting days, you're going to have Kiddush HaChodesh. So this is a reference to, the Pasuk says, Rashi quotes, the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yamei, the Pasuk about Loscha, and it says, Chodesh Yamei, a month of days. That's implying that we count the complete amounts of days. We don't stop in the middle of hours to determine the length of how long a month is going to be, even though we know that the lunar cycle is 29th. And in a half days, so that you can't be that Rosh Chodesh is going to be in the middle of a day, so either is each Rosh Chodesh is going to be either 29 or 30 full days. The 30th day, and from the beginning of one month to the other, is going to be established as Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So the Braisa says that Rosh Chodesh is going to be Kadosh. It means that the Musaf was brought on that day specifically, so you count those days. So you count those days, and it leads up to, it leads up to the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Korbanos of bringing those Korbanos. Rashi says, Ma Chodesh Kiddusha Achar Menev B'yom Rosh Chodesh. You bring it after counting these 30 days, you're going to have the Rosh Chodesh, Manu Kvalahem, Echad Menem, Mishum Nimno Adam, or the 29th day. So then, Ma Chodesh Menev, which is going to be set by counting, Af Atzeres Menev, so to Shavuos is going to be an equal period of the units, which is going to be considered counting. And therefore, and Atzeres, Rashi says, Haveis Korbanos, Echad Menev, Harei Nimnes Aide Shvam. How do you count it? It's not just, so we know that Rosh Chodesh count in individual days, so it would stop after that individual day. However, Shavuos is counting in a period of weeks. So therefore, since it's a character period of weeks, you'd be able to also learn out from the Hekesh from Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos, allow us to infer that the equivalent is going to apply by Shavuos. And since the unit of time which is counted for Shavuos is an entire week, as the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbos is almost Tiena, it's just 7 complete weeks. So therefore, you would have a complete week after Shavuos Shavuos occurs, that you're allowed to be bring the Korban after Shavuos. So therefore, we learn from there that you'd be allowed to bring your Chagigah or Olas Riyah after Shavuos. Lechora, though, the Rosh Hashanah just asked the question. It's a very strong question. Rosh Hashanah asks that the whole drasha is coming from the Musaf of Korban Rosh Chodesh. It shouldn't imply, at least, if the Iker drasha is coming from Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, so certainly should the halacha be also that there's Tashlumin, which we don't find anywhere, that there's Tashlumin for the Musaf Korban of not just the Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagigah. It should be, in addition to that, there should be Tashlumin of the Musaf of the Korban of Shavuos. L'chora, we do not say that, so that is interesting why it's only the Chagigah Olas Re'iyah if the drush is coming from the Musaf. But either way, that's what the Gemara wants to learn. Why, maybe we should see him reasoning that Shavuos should only be Kadosh for one day, since the Torah uses also the idea of counting for Tisperu Chamishim Yom. It specifically is emphasizing on the counting of a day, so the units of counting are also both days and weeks. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, but Rava quotes the famous Gemara that the Gemara tells us that there's a Atu Yatzer's Yomnei Minun and Shavuot Lamnun, that when it comes to Shavuos, We only count days and not weeks. But don't we learn in this is the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos. I think I'm pretty sure there's almost like four lines of all Shas that discuss the halachas of very little. I think it's like one amud. It's one of four lines, but it's very very short. There's not so many topics about. There's a few halachas that come up, but also Shacharim because that's so long. It's Achorim really. The later questions all come up about the halachas of counting a Sfiras Omer. But either way, Ato Terzi Omer Menuna Moshevil Menun. When it comes to Shavuos, is that we only count the days and not the weeks? It's not true. Amar Mar. But don't we learn out that this mar over there, some say that it's a mamash abaye, that's a gemara chagiyah, seems to be abaye. Mitzvah l'mimna yomna, mitzvah l'mimna shavuah. There's an independent mitzvah to count, to count both days and to count weeks. That's the whole shaila, is that if a person only counts days and doesn't count weeks, that is, it's a shaila. If he's really yotze, that's what comes up by Lag BaOmer. The famous thing is a person says, you ask him one night is Sfiras Omer, so you don't want to be mitzvahs, or choshish for mitzvahs, inat shirichas kavanah, so he'll say last night was 6, 5, 4, whatever night it was. So all those cases, we say you're not allowed to count with the bracha because you've already said which night of Sfiras, so you've said that last night was, and you say what Sfiras Omer is, you're not yotze. However, if it's after day 7, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, pretty sure it's Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah tells us after day 7, since there's a mitzvah also to count the weeks, this is halacha nafkamina, you know, be there, that is a fundamental part of the mitzvah is to count weeks. You didn't, it clearly shows you're not yotze, and therefore you would be allowed to continue counting. So in the Lag BaOmer Shaila, according to Mishnah Berurah, again, we avoided lechachila because other achorim disagree with this, but according to Mishnah Berurah at least, is that if you said, if someone asks you what are you doing tonight for Lag BaOmer, and already is after the Shkia, so normally we're choshish that you're not saying bracha, but there, since you didn't count weeks, that lechora would be okay because there's an independent idea of counting weeks, and if you didn't count it, you wouldn't be allowed to count. So we see there's an independent idea of counting mitzvahs, yomei mitzvahs, and shavuyeh, ve'od chag shavuot, it also says chag shavuot, specifically the week, to be able to count the weeks. L'chora, the Rishonim point out that there's two different answers to the Gemara because the first answer wasn't sufficient. What was the first answer? The first answer is that we count both days and we count weeks with shavuot. So l'chora, you should be allowed to count from the week after shavuot in order when you're counting unit to up until shavuot, so you'd be allowed to use that unit to assume that there's tashlumin for that unit as well. But we learned earlier that there's a concept called tafasta berubah lo takasta. And yesterday's daf, we said this concept that I'm in doubt what to use, if I have a bigger number or a smaller number of things to count or to use for a limud or for whatever it's going to be, then the concept of tafasta berubah lo takasta tells us that we should take the smaller amount because it's the bigger amount, you might not be yotze, so therefore you take the smaller amount. So this is mamish sachayla lechora. If it's a question of taking a unit of 7 days or taking a unit of 1 day, lechora I should say that we take the unit of 1 day, not 7 days. So based on that, the Rashba answers that enachanami, that's what the second answer is coming to Ibai Sema. It's coming to Chag Shavuos, see that the Ikar is really the counting of the weeks, and therefore that's really coming to answer the first answer. So if you ask that question of Tafasta Merubah Tafasta, the implicit question would be, no, it doesn't matter because we say that the Ikar is counting the weeks. We see the primary idea is counting the weeks. Very interesting Chiddush from the Rashba. Rishonim all discuss this, but that's Betzim is the Rashba says this question as well. So Gemara says though, Upesach. So now going back to the list had different things are going to be subject to Baal Ta'achar. The list had as well Pesach as well. So Gemara asks, Pesach, Bar Makrev, Bar Agalim, what shaykh is this to bring Pesach and other karbonos and other agalim, that is shaykh Bach Ta'acher, after the other shalosh agalim? Pesach, Zimna Kaviyah, that we know Pesach is on the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan, even if I miss it that night, it's too late. Yakrav, Yakrav, if I miss the Shkia, it's too late. Vilo Akrav, Vilo Akrav, and obviously you can't bring it on a different chag, you definitely can't bring it on a different chag, so what exactly is going on with Bach Ta'acher for Pesach? So where's the number of Chista? Pesach, Kidei Naspa, that really, when it comes to Pesach, it doesn't have any halachic nafkamina. It was just mentioned aga. We say Bechor Meiser, usually Bechor Meiser, we say Ezim Mekomen every day. Bechor Meiser, Pesach, Chachim Kalim, right? They're usually associated together because they usually have the same halachas, but really the halacha of a Pesach really is different in Gansin because the halacha of Pesach is you bring on the 14th, great, if you don't, then you miss it already. So Gemara says, Rav Sheshes answers, no, there really isn't nafkamina. My Pesach, why is it bringing Pesach? Not for just stam that we mentioned it with no purpose, but rather, Shalmei Pesach, it means for the shlamim of Pesach, that if an animal is in the desert as a Korban Pesach and it was not brought on the 14th of Nisan, for example, let's say it was lost or whatever, what happened to it, so then the halacha is it becomes a Korban Shlamim. And the Gemara Pesachim tells us that it becomes a Korban Shlamim. So the Bryce is teaching you that if one doesn't bring this Korban Shlamim by the end of the third Chag after it's found, the lechora is after it's found, then he's going to be chayav for the iser of Baal Ta'acher. So the Rav Shlishis lechora agrees with Rav Chista that Pesach itself is not included in the list of something that's ikar for the because really that's the korban Pesach itself is not shayach to the laying. The disagree only is in the word of Pesach and the Breisa. According to Rav Chista, in Mamish has no halachas, whereas Rav Shlishis says no, it's teaching us an halacha with regards to halacha of a shlamim, and a shlamim that you found in place of the Pesach that would be a subject to Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says ihachi, if that's the case, so hayne shlamim. shlamim. Then the Korban Pesach turns into a shlamim. It's the same exact case of a shlamim. We already learned in the list of things that are subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achar. We quoted already the halacha follows shlamim. So why would you have to mention them separately? So the Gemara says, no, Tana shlamim abayin machmas Pesach. The Braisa teaches us shlamim that's brought on account of Pesach, v'tana shlamim abayin machmas atzman, and also the case of shlamim, that it's a regular full-fledged shlamim that began as a shlamim, continued as a shlamim, and remained as a shlamim. Both of those cases you have to know that are subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achar. Why? Because Sal today, Chamina, I would have thought, since it's brought on account of the Korban Pesach, Pesach Talmud, it should be the halachas of Pesach, and if you fail to bring them after the Korban Pesach, so then it would be already after Pesach begins. You no longer can bring it after Korban, after Pesach. You would have thought that it's converted to Shlomim, and it would be already, it would be subject to the lachos of Pesach. Kamash Malan, so the pasuk is telling you that this drush is teaching you, this Bryce rather is teaching you that by specifically mentioning Shlomim that's originally a Pesach, the Bryce is teaching us that the Isser of the not delaying applies to a case that even it was originally a Korban Pesach and turned into a Shlomim. So the Gemara now says that we also had on the list, different things. The Gemara now wants to know, where do we learn these halachas that the Isser of not delaying? So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan, because we learn in a Braisa, Ki Sidur Neder. The Pasuk says, when you make a Neder, and let's just read the whole Pasuk, because we're going to be Dorish the whole thing in a moment. Ki Sidur Neder Lashem Elokecha, Lo Sa'acher Lashlamo Ki Dorish, Yidushenu Lashem Elokecha, Mi'imach V'yabacha Chet. When you bring a korban, you bring a neder to Hashem, do not delay in bringing it. Bring it to Hashem, your God. We see that's repetitive. He's going to demand it of you. And if not, there's going to be a sin. So the Gemara is now going to be a dorish. So eli ela neder. I would have basically said only a korban neder is subject to lachos of Baal Ta'achar. Nedava minayim. What's the difference between a neder and a dava? This is a classic chefetz gavra difference. And a neder is a person is taking him on himself. He's saying harei alai korban. He's saying that this is I'm now placing it on myself. It's a covenant on me to bring a korban. If that animal, then you subsequently you designate an animal. If that animal gets lost, the halachas by a neder teach you that you would no longer that you have a chiyuv to now replace it and bring it as a neder. However, when it comes to halachas of a nedava, nedava means that you specify a specific animal. You say harei zu instead of harei alai on me rather harei zu. And when I say chefta gavra, chefta means that it's on the item, it's on the animal. So the animal gets lost again in a circumstance beyond your control. Then you not be chayav to do tashlum. That's usually the main nafkamina between neder and adava. Neder is on the gavra. It's on you to bring the korban, and if it gets lost, you have to bring the korban anyway. So you bring in another animal. And whenever it's on the chavtz, it's on the animal that you do, and if the animal that you're bringing, and if you forget, and if it gets lost or something happens to it, you would not have to replace it or get to mum. You would not have to replace it. So how do I know that adava is applicable to the lachas of Baal Ta'acher? So the Gemara says nemar ka neder. The word neder is stated here with regards to you bring a neder. V'nemar la'alan im neder o nedava. It says in Vayikra, the pasuk over there says im neder o nedava. It connects the two of them. There's a hekesh where the words they're able to learn from the words over there. The fact that they were connected together, and you have a gzera shava between them. So then, mala halan nedava imo. So just as there's a nedava is the same halachas as a neder, so too afkan nedava imo. So too neder has the same halachas as a nedava. That's what we learned from that drasha. Now the Gemara says we also the pasuk again continued ki sidur neder lashem lokecha. So now what do we learn from lashem lokecha? So what is that reference to? Elu adam min ha'arachim rechamim lakdishas. Because lashem lokecha, these things are brought to Hashem. Each of these terms are something that's right that we learned out. The damim is the values. Ha'arachim is the erach of how much you're going to bring to base of recherev is the thing that you designated towards the base of midrash. All the things you bring into base of midrash, which is entirely to Hashem, which is not given at all, as Rashi points out, to the kohanim. They don't have any shaykhs to it, as opposed to a korban or something else, which sometimes will. Shlamim, other things are going to have kochatas. All those things do have shaykhs to a kohen. So this is nothing shaykhs to kohen. That's why it's lashem lokecha. It's kol kulah. We're able to dorish that these things, the dam and the arach, and mecharam and hekdishos, are all shayach and hekdish, things you generally give to Beis HaMikdash, that's for Hashem and nobody else. That's why it's subject to the lachas of Baal Ta'achar. So the pasuk also says, lo sa'achar l'shlomo, what is that referring to? Hu v'lo chilufav, specifically, lo sa'achar l'shlomo, this, do not delay paying what you actually are bringing and not the substitute. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, we'll get to it when you're done with the drush. So the Gemara is going to ask, what is considered its chilufav, what's considered the substitute? We'll get that by Hashem in a moment. Ki dorish yidushen, the pasuk continues though, the pasuk says, Hashem is going to demand it. What is the reference to? This refers to a chatas, an asham, an ola, and a shlamim, all these karbanos. These karbanos is, why is it dafka Hashem is doresh yidushenu, Hashem is demanding it? Because Hashem is demanding it because there's a chiyuv to bring him. A chatas, a person violated a lacha, asham also. Bechor, these are all things that are a chiyuv on a person to bring. That's a shayla about what a lachora is an ola. An ola usually is voluntarily. No, you can say an Ola, talking about Ola's Re'iyah, and Shlomim also Chosh Vantoy, talking about Shlomim Chagiga. These things are not voluntary, they're Chiyav for a person to bring. That's why it's Dorish, Hashem is going to be Dorish these things. Hashem Elokecha, the Pasuk repeats itself. Why is it Hashem Elokecha twice? The Pasuk says, Ki Sidon Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sech Hashemo, Ki Dorish Hashem Hashem Elokecha. Why? We know it's referring to Hashem Elokecha. Why is there another Hashem Elokecha? So what do we have to Dorish from that? Elo Tzedakos Maisers Bechor. There's a reference to things that you donate to the Maisers. Here we're talking about Maiser of actual Tvua, Maiser from your produce. The Maiser Behema, we already learned out, that's in the category of Korbanos you have to bring. And Bechor, when it comes to Bechor, it says, Lashem Elokecha, which are extra, the Pasuk already said Hashem's name before, and therefore we're able to learn out that things that you have to commit to bring to Hashem Elokecha, and these are going to be the things that we're mentioning over here that go for Hashem. And Me'imach, what does it mean? Me'imach, Zeh Leket Shecha Upeya. Why would it be from the lashon of mi'imach? So Rashi points out because the pasuk says es ha'ani imach. The pasuk says the poor person is with you. So it's we learn out that just like it says ani in regards to lekat shicham peya, we know that you give them to matnas aniyim as a poor people. So too here, reference to mi'imach is reference to the things of lekat shicham peya. Those things are not subject, are subject rather to lachas of balta acher. We asked yesterday. In yesterday's daf, we asked that the question. The Rishonim were bothered by Tosos already asked this question. We answered with Tosos that lekat shicham peya aren't subject to lachas of balta acher because what shaykhus do? You have to leave them in your field. It's ani's responsibility to go get them. No, Tosos says where you took them illegally, you took them against the halacha, and you have the chiyuv to bring them back within the shalosh regalim. If you don't, then you would be over the din of baal ta'acher. Now, the pasuk continues. There's going to be a sin around you. What is this reference to? Not the sin in your korbanos, meaning that the korban itself. We're learning out from v'ayavachachet that the korban doesn't become pasul. You violated a law by not bringing it within the proper time, but you still have a chiyuv on yourself to bring it. Let's say chatas, whatever hashem, all those things. If you waited past the zman of when it's a chiyuv to bring these things, and you're over baal ta'acher, then you would still have a chiyuv on yourself. You still should bring them at a later point, and the korban does not become invalid if you decide to bring them. Whereas the Amar Mar, we learn lo sa'acher l'shlomo yishanun delay it hu v'lo chiyuv of it and not its substitute. Its substitute is not subject to halachas of baal ta'acher. Gemara says, which case is the case of chalufa maya? What's the case of a substitute? I chalufa olav shlamim. If the substitute for an olav shlamim, so that means an animal designated olav shlamim. Let's say the animal got lost. So therefore he doesn't need another one, and then the first animal is found. So what's the halacha there? Mikra of Kavod, the halacha is that you bring them. And of course, since I'm bringing them, they should follow the same halachas that you should bring them as the halacha of the original Ola. And their case, after it's found, you should have the halachas of Losa Acher L'Shloma. If you're talking about the lachas of a chatas, so that also can't be the halacha because you don't bring it as a korban. What do you do with the chatas? Lemisak azla, that the halacha of a korban chatas is that if you got lost and you brought another in its place, the halacha is that if you let the animal starve, then the animal should die. So the Gemara says, Ella, my chilufa, what is the case of a substitute? Chilufe soda. We're talking about the substitute of a korban toda. When it comes to a korban toda, this is a Thanksgiving offering that someone brings if you're in a dangerous situation, right? Ola Midbar, if you're in the Midbar, if you went over the Yam, different things. That's why we say a bracha vagoma, kenega, those things that you bring a korban toda for. So you were supposed to be sasurim in jail. So then if it became, so what's the case of a chalufa toda? So a chalufa, when a case of a chalufa toda is a substitute of a korban toda, which became mixed with the original toda. A toda was lost and person has a replacement, and then you found the original one, the two animals became mixed in, and then one of them died. The Tanner the toda, so if a toda became mixed in with its tmura, and then one of them subsequently died, then chaversa in lo takana, the other one you can't bring as a korban toda. Why not? Because a korban toda, it's important to note, has 40 loaves of bread that are offered with it, and they're fundamentally part of the korban toda. So why do you bring them? So because what can you do in that case with a surviving animal? Likarva, if you want to bring it as a korban, and you should also bring bahadei, you want to also bring along with it the bread, the 40 loaves of bread, because the halacha is dilma tmura. Maybe it's a substitute which cannot is be offered with the bread. The Lacha learns out, the Torah, we learn out from the Drasha, that when it comes to Korban Toda, if it's lost and replaced with another one, if it was talking about a tamura, a case where you exchange it with a different one, the one was a lach of a tamura, of a, something that's exchanged, is that if a person has a korban toda, let's say, and he says, oh wow, I really like this animal, I'm going to use it for something else, let me do a tamura, and I'll make in that place, I'll use a different korban as my korban toda. So that's an isra deraisa of tamura. And the Torah tells you that hu tamura sakodesh, both of them, Hatzal Masechus Tamura talks all about this, is that both of them become tamura, they both become kadosh. So we learn out that the lach of the tamura of the toda is a little bit different, because the second korban is actually not allowed to be brought with the 40 loaves of bread. So in this case where you're supposed to bring the second korban, you're not allowed to bring it with the 40 loaves of bread. So then when it got mixed up and one of them dies, so now I can't bring a korban toda, because if I do, I'm bringing loaves of bread, which aren't shayach to be brought as bread. And therefore I'm bringing chulin lazara, which is an isser. So therefore I'm not allowed to bring it as a korban because of the suffix. Maybe this isn't the right dilma tmuri. Maybe it's the other one. It's a substitute, in which case you're not allowed to bring the bread with it. So Gemara says, fine, likrav balacha. Maybe you just offer it without bread. So Gemara says, dilma toda, but then maybe it's the original toda, which has a chiyuv to be brought with the bread. And since it has a chiyuv to be brought with the bread, it's impossible to offer this korban. Rashi points out, why don't we just bring the example? Why do you have to bring that the animal dies? Just say that the two animals got mixed up. You could say the same exact lacha. If I don't know which is which, so then I'm not allowed to be makar of any of them with the lechem, because maybe this isn't the right one that's supposed to have the lechem, and the other one I'm supposed to be makar with the lechem, so I can't be makar by them. So Rashi says, no, because there you can make a tznai. You can make a tznai and only bring one set of 40 loaves. You should say that if this is my korban that's chayav in the, this should be the lechem that's associated with korban A. And if it's not true, korban B that I'm bringing should be the one that's the right one, and then I should eat my 40 loaves. And the lacha would be that tznai would work according to Rashi. That's why we didn't mention it. So since again, the animal can't be offered, so then why? So the chora is not going to be subject to halachas of baal to acher. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, we're just saying that it can't be brought. So the chora, that's the same thing as a chata. So how came into lav basa krava? Since you're not able to be bringing it, so krava lemutimai lamali. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's against that there's an isra baal to acher. There's a baal to acher. There is no isra baal to acher. Obviously, there's no isra baal to acher because at the end of the day, I'm not allowed to be bringing it as a korban. So I'm not allowed to bring it as a korban zikher. Of course, there's going to be no isra baal to acher. So the Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara comes with different answers. Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshes." Rav Sheshes says a different answer. Says Rav Sheshes, "Le'olam le'mutei chalufa ola shlamim." Rather, we're coming to exclude a substitute of an ola shlamim. So, what are we talking about? An ola shlamim. L'chor, we said halachas of ola shlamim. They should have the halachas of bata acher. No, how am I asking? What are we talking about over here? Because she'avra lav shnei regalei v'humim. What happened is that we're talking about a case where two regalim passed, and then the original ola shlamim became blemished. So, v'chila halacher. So, what happens? What do you have to do? The halacha is you transfer the kedusha onto another korban, and you use that as your shlamim or your ola. So now, you say zetachazel, okay, the process of doing that, and you transfer the kedusha onto a new animal. So when you do that, so then another one passed. So what would I have thought? That the shloshah galim have now passed with the original ola. So all three have passed. So therefore I would have thought that this substitute is coming basically off of the fact that you had the first korban, which you didn't bring yet. So that first korban already started the previous Pesach. So this is already allowing you to go through all three regalim once you include the one regal from the second one that you've now bringing. That's similar to that, as if it's the same one as has been through passed through all three. So therefore, kamash one, this actually is a big kiddush. Is telling you that you're not over the halacha until you have a full three chagim with the second one that has now been in its place. You're not over until the entire period of three chagim from the second one and not the first one. That's the kamash malan. So a very big kamash malan. So the Gemara says now, Ulu Rabbi Meir, da amar, kevan shavar la regal echad over baal ta'achar. But Rabbi Meir disagreed. Rabbi Meir said that only if you're over one regal, you're still going to be over baal ta'achar. So my ikla mimer, according to him, what's there to say? Because Rabbi Meir, it doesn't seem to be a case where the substitute is not going to be, where I would have thought that there is a shaychus to the substitute of Baal Ta'achar, because according to Meir, if one regal passes anyway, you're over Baal Ta'achar, so there is no halacha nafkamina where you replaced it with the substitute. So where it says Amar Rav, no, you can find a case even according to Meir. How come I skin the drush is going to be necessary for the following? You were supposed to bring their olas for year, or your shlamim, shalmei chagiga, whichever one you're supposed to bring, and then it actually got blemished, mamish, during the actual chag itself. The whole chag didn't pass. We're talking about, let's say, Sukkot or Pesach, obviously, where there's a Chol Moed. So like on day three, day four of Chol Moed, this happens that you didn't bring it yet to the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't bring it as a Korban, and so therefore what happens is that I would have thought, then you transfer the Kedusha onto a new animal, and then that whole regal passes. So then according to Rameh, I would have thought, the substitute is coming by virtue of the first one, Kiman da Avid Alei Kulei Regal Dami. I would have thought it's similar to the fact that it's basically coming of a Koach, the Koach of the first one, that therefore it should be chayav after one regal has passed, and therefore kamash one. So we do have a chiddush according to Rav Meir, where it happens mamish in the middle of the chag. So we see that according to Rav Meir, that at the end of the day, the iser of a delaying only happens after the entire chag has passed. Lachora, even though it's only the opinion of Meir, Lachora, other Tanaim agree with this, that only over Baal Ta'achar, only when all the regalim have passed, And the Minchas Chinuch wants to assume that also with regards to the Mitzvah Saseh as well, where everyone agrees it's only one regel, that they also would agree that it only would apply once the entire Sukkot, once the entire Pesach have come to an end. But we see from Rav Meir that there is a necessity for having the halacha of Baal Ta'achar by even Rav Meir, even if it's in the middle of a Chag, I would have thought there would be Baal Ta'achar where it was a case where it got a blemish, and then you poda it, the Kamash Mulan, that there would be no Baal Ta'achar in that circumstance. Now the Gemara says, Vayeva Chachet. Well, the Braisa continued that it said, and the Braisa said that there will be a sin on you because you violated the law of delaying. Gemara says, Velo b'kabana chachet, and there is no sin on, analyzing this point, there's no sin on your korban, meaning that the korban itself does not become puzzles. The Gemara now says, is it really learned from that halacha? It's learned from the halacha of Achirim. Usually Achirim is Remeir. Ditani, we learn Achirim Omrim Yachol Yeh Bechor Sha'ar Vashnasa. I would have thought a Bechor that passed its whole year. So when it comes to the halacha of a Bechor, you have a Chiyav to bring it in the first year. As Rashi quotes, Mitzvasa Baso Shnasa Shenemar Lifnei Hashem Lekecha Tochlenu Shana Bishana. We learn out you should bring it in the first year. Kipsule Mekdoshim Yipasal should be like something which is a Psule Mekdoshim, something which the time has now passed, like let's say a Korban Shlavim, after you don't eat it in the 2 days that you're supposed to eat it. So then it becomes no star. So similar over here, you're not allowed to, even though there's an extra macro, whatever, eating. But here also, when it comes to the korban and the time is passed to offer that korban, if certain animals are not a subject only if they're a year or 2 years, so those halachas, where they over the time passes, I would have thought that you're not able to be back as a korban. So what is it? Why are we mentioning this pasuk? We're mentioning that the Makish Bechor Le Meiser, that the Torah is comparing a Bechor to Meiser Sheni. This is a reference to Meiser Sheni. Over here, my Meiser in Nifsal Mishan Al Chaverta, just as Meiser Sheni does not become puzzle from 1 year to another year, Af Bechor in Nifsal Mishan Al Chaverta, so too a Bechor does not become disqualified by from 1 year to the next. So we learn that everything else would be similar to Bechor, and the fact that there's no Isra Baal Ta'achar, just like by Bechor, you would have thought maybe there's Baal Ta'achar, but there's not. So at the end of the day, Lachora, we should assume from here that there is no Baal Ta'achar. So why are we mentioning Baal Ta'achar by two different from Sukkim? We have this pasuk over here of the pasuk of the Hekesh from the Achad of Neshem Lekecha. Why do I need both Sukkim? So the Gemara says, Itzrich, I really know I need both sources, because if I only had one Sukkim, Chamina Hanimi Lebechor, what if in a Chanami it actually is only the Achad by Bechor? Delav Bar Haratzu, because Bechor is something that's not meant to appease the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not coming for an atonement, it's not going to be appeasement. Raval Kachim Debnei Hartzah, generally, the other Kachim that we're mentioning are of appeasement, obviously a Korban Hashem, those pashut are, but even an Ola is usually, sometimes the Ola can be brought as a, if you didn't do a mitzvah saseh. If you fail to do a mitzvah saseh, person forgot to put tefillin one day, whatever it was, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban Ola. And the shlam also can be, a shlamim is also making shalom between Kal Yisrael and Hashem, so therefore it's also something haratza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's something as a gift for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's also divrei haratza, so it's also something which is appeasement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ema l'litzichos, I would have thought in that case that they wouldn't affect appeasement if they were offered. I would have said that they do not affect appeasement if they're offered late, and therefore the owner of bringing them, I would have said there's a fundamental difference. Kamash Blan, the Bryce is teaching us that you need both of them to teach you why that you need both drushas. So that's what we're learning from over here, that you need both drushas. Since the owner brought in a way that brings an Isra in the Torah, I would have thought that it loses its Kedusha, and the Kamash Blan that it does it from both. Vakasi, but still the Gemara asks, now turning on to the next Almadao, meet the Benazai in Afka. You can learn out from Benazai. Benazai, the Tzadim, we're learning Benazai. Benazai tells us, Benazai Omer, Oso, Ma Talmud Omer. The Pasuk says, It says the one who is makrav oso, that korban lo yichashev lo, it should not be considered as if one offered it. It's not going to have any a makrav oso. The one offering it is lechora is unnecessary because he brings it. This korban is reference to the owner. Obviously, it's reference to the owner. So Gemara says now, what do we learn from that? Matam alomar from oso lefish nemar lo sachel shlomo. The pasuk says you should not delay in bringing your korban. Shomei ani af ma'achar nidro beval yiratzei. I would have said that after it's also it shouldn't be accepted. You would have thought not to bring it at all. Tamalomar oso, that therefore it's teaching you oso, which is stealing your efforts to prigal. Dafka oso below yiratze. Only pigal is not accepted. A kosh baruch has no interest. Lo yiratze, he doesn't want to bring. He's not accepting it whatsoever. Ve'en me'achar nidra lo yiratze. However, if someone is delaying bringing a korban, that is not going to be accepted, and that is going to be a case where that would be still be valid, even though you violated the isra baal ta'achar. So then you wouldn't be over. You would still be allowed to be makel the korban after. And Gemara is asking, then why then do you need the first halacha of Vayeva Chachet to teach you that be'etim be'yachachet and not the korban. So the Gemara says ela be'chachet v'lo be'ishtachachet. There's a different drasha for be'yachachet. Now it's not referencing to be'chachet and not the korban, rather be'yachachet v'lo be'ishtachachet and not a sin for your wife. What is this halacha? Zadar decha. I mean, I would have thought. Ho'yel v'amar Rabbi Yochanan v'itim Rabbi Lazar. Ein ishto shel adam mesa elim ken mevakshim menu mamon ve'ein lo. That a case where a man's Reuven's wife will die, she'll die early, die young. If he's asked for money and he steals and he doesn't repay it, Shenemar im ein lo chalshon mikach mashalav detecha. The pasuk says if you have nothing with which to pay, pasuk mishlei, why should you take your bed, which reference to lashon nikiyah of your wife, from under you? That your wife is going to die from this. If you steal and you're stealing, do things like that, the person's wife never chalchon atzlan is going to be punished and die. The shidim medoretz points at lechora only if she obviously is an accessory to sinning. If not, why should you punish a wife? That's a shaila, but that's what he mentions. That is the ashita of Rashi. That's what I would have thought of you, that your wife is going to die only when. When is what person's wife going to die? If you delay, not just if you don't bring it, but I would have thought also if you delay bringing a korban, not just stealing, also a person's wife should die. Kamash Malan, the pasuk is telling you that only the sin is this sin be'ach bechache and nothing to do with your wife. That's how Rashi learns this whole shul. Again, just worth the Tosos. Tosos say differently. They point out that lechora based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Chora says explicitly that this pasuk is a reference to someone who doesn't bring his korbanos and doesn't keep his nadarim. So the Braisa, the Chora, they want to learn differently. They want to learn out that it's not talking about to paying stolen goods. They hold that it's not fulfilling your nadar, and which the I would have thought that the Braisa is telling you that if someone is going to be considered as violating your nadar if you don't bring it on time. Kamash Mulan, that if you don't bring it on time, it's nothing to do with your wife is not going to be punished for that one if you don't bring it on time. Only if you mamish, don't keep your neder, and dava, that would be a case where a person would, Rachman al-Tzlan, his wife, would pass away. Kabbalah Shem will pick up with the Tanur Rabbanan on tomorrow's daf.